This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Just got back from Kansas City, just got back from Texas, and we are out there doing the stuff. Read Luke 19, you will understand completely and wholly. I drove 17 hours last night, got home about 3:30 in the morning, playing catch up now, and we are back live again with you on Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and I appreciate your listenership. Folks, I also wanted to say thank you to Dave Davenmauer, Coach Dave, and Tim Brown, Senior Editor from Sons of Liberty Radio and sonsoflibertymedia.com for covering the shows while I was going. I do appreciate them both. I got much to cover. It's going to be several different topics today, time permitting. I have 1 hour. I have 4 segments. But I want to just kind of kick this off, friends, concerning Charlie Sheen. Now, actor Charlie Sheen is now being accused of raping a 13-year-old Corey Haim on the set of the movie Lucas. And obviously, for anybody that knows, Corey Feldman's been blowing the horn for a long time concerning pedophilia in Hollywood. And boy, oh boy, is my ministry being vindicated after how many years. Nobody attacks this ministry more than the sodomites, more than the homosexuals, friends. And if you read Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24, and 30 other references in Scripture, you'll see exactly why, even in state statutes throughout the United States of America, they are called crimes against nature. Now, it amazes me that Charlie Sheen is being accused of raping a 13-year-old Corey Haim. And when we hear stuff like that, isn't it interesting how the media says allegedly, or the accusation is, but when they want to accuse you of standing on the side of the law, which only exposes their crimes against we the people, for some reason, it's not an accusation and it's not an alleged situation. It's look what Bradley Dean did. You know, it's you're guilty before proven innocent rather than innocent until proven guilty. But here again, we have them attempting to protect their own, and it's just not going to fly. Now, most recent incidents, as a matter of fact, Mark Dice just posted this. In December of 2005, this is the divorce proceedings concerning Denise Richards. This is a declaration of Mr. Charles Sheen's former wife. Listen carefully. In December of 2005, the respondent and I took a vacation in the Barbados with our children. This is Denise Richards with her husband at that particular time, Charlie Sheen. It was my intention to discuss certain serious matters with the respondent during this trip and to try to understand why the respondent was participating in certain activities, which were repulsive to me, and to convince him to seek help for the sake of our children, said Denise Richards in her declaration. She said, prior to our trip, I learned that the respondent was accessing gay pornography sites, which I found even more disturbing because I felt that the boys looked underage. So we have a pedophile through the accusation and the declaration of his former wife back in 2005, Denise Richards. She said, I wanted to discuss these issues with him. However, as seen below, this did not occur. Respondent started gambling on the hotel computers, sports betting, so on and so forth. She said the respondent refused to leave our room except two times because he was addicted to the television, which he used to access online betting, so on and so forth. But it's interesting that, you know, there's so many out there that want to attempt to just call it an allegation, yet his wife was saying that he was actually accessing gay pornography, and she said they did not look old enough concerning pornography. And by the way, porno means harlot, whore, in Scripture, and if you read 1 Corinthians 6:9, you'll understand that adulterers and fornicators have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. But again, lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. No longer is he guilty of violating law. Now it just becomes man's new reprobate standard, and you have fools in this country that are just a-okay with it, and they go along to get along until they understand what it was really about. Well, go back to Scripture, friends. You'll understand why the Lord said that this is an abominable lifestyle. You know, those poor victims, those poor sodomites, man, they are just out of hand today, and do they attack anybody more than those that are on the side of the law? Absolutely. Absolutely. Friends, let me tell you. They call you hater. And really what they're doing, friends, is calling themselves out for their crimes against we the people. They're the ones hating the laws of our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4 in the United States. And again, if you look up state statute, you will understand why they are rightly called crimes against nature. And by the way, when I'm looking at what's going on here with Mr. Charlie Sheen, it goes on and on. And I also want you to be aware of the fact that Charlie Sheen, Kevin Spacey, I'm going to get to him in just a moment, and it's interesting how they zero in on the kids, but they're using them to divert your attention from what's going on with Weinstein, and the reason they're doing that is because there's a lot more of this going on behind the scenes, and so what they need is they need a couple fall guys to kind of just help things along to make you feel satisfied and appeased that the situation has been taken care of, when in fact, friends, this is just the tip of the iceberg concerning Charlie Sheen and Kevin Spacey. Now, what about Kevin Spacey? Oh, my goodness, friends. He just recently came out, just this last month, and he came out of the closet declaring that he's now a homosexual, and he's going to live in such a fashion. Well, when he did that, all of a sudden, here comes these kids out of the woodwork concerning the crimes that he committed against them. What I'm going to play for you really quick, friends, is this is Kevin Spacey, the allegation against Kevin Spacey, and this is the mother that just released a press release concerning the crimes of Kevin Spacey while assaulting her son. Boyfriends, does this have a reoccurring thing? Why do they always go for the kids? And when it comes to Kevin Spacey, there's other people that are now coming forward concerning how they were assaulted as young boys by the alleged, accused Kevin Spacey. And so what we're going to do is, Sam just told me just a second ago, we're going to have to wait till the other side. I'm going to play this. I want you to hear what's going on. And again, friends, what's happening on a national, international scale right now is, boy, oh boy, is this ministry and the Word of God being vindicated once again. And keep in mind, friends, nobody attacks this ministry more than the sodomite community, the homosexuals. And why is that? They hate the law. That's why. And we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God's law, are we? No. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known, and it's happening today. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, back from Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas City, doing what we do, friends. Luke 19:10. Also wanted to let you know, friends, that if you'd like to check us out online, you can do so. You can do so by going to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to jump over on Facebook, you can do so. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. My Twitter account, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to call in, please stick to the topic. We're going to be switching gears quite frequently over the next three segments. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, this is one of those shows of vindication. It's one of those shows where the Word of God proves true once again, over and over and over again. If we would just learn from history to stick to the Word, we wouldn't have to go through unwarranted, self-inflicted, and I'm going to be talking about some self-inflicted crimes again up and coming here, friends, but these are self-inflicted. Whenever you wickedly depart from God, this is what happens. And friends, when we look to the homosexual agenda, we know again, Kevin Jennings, founder of GLSEN, he said, bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. In other words, friends, they don't have the shield. They have the spear. They're the ones perpetuating the crime. And here again, mask off. It's exactly what's happening. You get Charlie Sheen. Oh, man, he's just out there hanging out with hookers and boozing and drugging and this and that. And no, he's not. It goes deeper than that. It's alleged now, friends, that he was the one responsible for raping a child actor. And his wife was bringing to the light back in 2015, what was going on. And why is it that nobody wanted to pay attention to it? Because, well, we can't let that information out. That will expose our agenda. Folks, that's what it comes down to. Remember, King David said in Psalm 109, I was hated for my love. And remember in John 7:7, Jesus said to his brothers, the world can't hate you, but it hates me because I testify against it that the deeds are evil. And if you go to John 15, Jesus said again, if you love me, keep my commandments. And he said, if the world hates you, you know it hated me before it hated you. Because why? Because he testified against it, friends. Read the bottom of John 15. He took their cloak of covering from off of them. You see, because man doesn't realize that all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. And they don't like being exposed. They rebel against their creator. And it's exactly what we're seeing to the degree concerning the homosexual agenda and the pedophiles that are now coming to the light. And that is a mercy of God that they are coming to the light because he's exposed them. Now, church, enforce the laws against their crimes. But I want to play some audio here for you. This is a mother that claims Kevin Spacey, who just came out of the closet recently. And he did publicly apologize for others that he's assailed, friends. Mother claims Kevin Spacey sexually assaulted her son. I want you to listen to how these predators operate. They always go for the young boys. Check this out.
July 2016, actor Kevin Spacey sexually assaulted my son. It happened late night. Inside the club car restaurant and bar on Nantucket Island. The victim, my son, was a starstruck, straight, 18-year-old young man who had no idea that the famous actor was an alleged sexual predator or that he was about to become his next victim. My son was not of legal age to drink alcohol. He told Kevin Spacey that he was of legal age. But whether he was over 21 or not, Kevin Spacey had no right to sexually assault him. There was no consent. And when my son was drunk, Spacey made his move and sexually assaulted him. Spacey stuck his hand inside my son's pants and grabbed his genitals. And my son's efforts to shift his body to remove Spacey's hand were only momentarily successful. The violation continued. My son panicked. He froze. He was intoxicated, and Kevin Spacey was insisting that he come with him to a private after-hours party to drink even more. Fortunately, Kevin Spacey left briefly to use the bathroom. And when he was out of sight, a concerned woman quickly came to my very shaken son's side and asked if he was okay. Obviously, she had seen something, and she knew that he was not. She told him to run, and he did.
Well, there we have it again, them poor victims. Them poor victims, perpetuating crimes on a daily basis, and you have been convinced and brainwashed to give them a pass for the crimes that they're committing against nature. In state statutes in the United States of America, they're called crimes against nature. And also, when you get a moment, read 1 Timothy 1:7. You'll see the consequence of the crimes that they're committing. Not only against themselves, but everybody around them. Folks, have you seen another group attack anybody that speaks out against them more than the sodomite community, the homosexual community in the United States of America? Nope, you haven't. And every step of the way, they're trying to demonize anybody and everybody that speaks out against them. Why? And for some reason, they call it hate, and you've accepted that it's called hate, when in fact, the law is not given unto us because God hates us. He gave it to us because he loves us. So when you see these homosexuals that are decrying that people hate them for telling them the truth, it is in fact, friends, the exact opposite. They hate the truth, and they attack those that tell the truth. Again, hate doesn't tell the truth. Love does that. Love tells the truth. And furthermore, friends, they're at war with our constitutional republic on a daily basis. And they're being used as a political battering ram to upend our sovereignty to give way to Sharia law. Just like I said 6 years ago. Oh, and I was mocked. I was scourged. I was talked down. I was degraded. And now all of a sudden, everybody's starting to see the light. Isn't it amazing how that works? And it's also interesting that other conservatives, well, they don't have a problem with the gay lobby. No, of course not. Yeah, I mean, some radio show hosts have even gone so far, I've been told, that, you know, morality doesn't mean anything, really. Wait until it happens to your kid, and then you tell me if it matters. I mean, that is about the most backwards thing I've ever heard of in my life, especially coming from a self-proclaimed and professed conservative. Let me jump topics really quick. Last week, I had shared that there was a picture of a car. And the car, it's a black little car, and it has all of this, these comments all over them, and it was derogatory every step of the way. Like, for example, date your own kind, die boy, come outside to get hanged. And of course, we knew right when we heard that, that this was some sort of hate crime, as they like to call them, against a black man coming from the whites. Because again, they have to put themselves in the victim status. And right when I seen it, I posted, mark my words, this is going to come out as a self-inflicted hate crime. And by the way, all crime is motivated by hate. So let's stick to the facts here. But here now we have today, November 8th, 2017, more fake hate. Man busted for spray painting racist graffiti on his own car. Did you hear what I said? How many times have the homosexuals been busted doing this? Tons. In another display of fake hate, a black man in Kansas has confessed to spray painting his own car with graffiti, racist graffiti, as a Halloween prank. And of course, he had to put himself in the victim position because this is the only thing that works for the narrative that the media pushes concerning their propaganda. See, but what happens when we pull the curtain back, we always find out, friends, without fail, literally without fail, that they were self-inflicted. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Liberty 1-866-582-9933. High school in Canton, Ohio has succeeded in setting a new record. 65 of the girls attending are pregnant. According to Canton Health Department, out of 586 babies born through July at local hospitals, 104 of the babies had mothers between the ages of 11 and 19 years old. You heard me right. Radio show host picked up the story and ran with it. Outrageous, they shouted. Failure, failure. Really? Well, wisdom is justified by your children, Luke 7:35. And it's interesting how many people accuse the kids of doing the things that their parents were doing as they were emulating their parents. Failure? Really? You know, it's like this. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. It's called hypocrisy. And we see a whole lot of that today, don't we? I mean, I want you to think about this. They succeeded at one thing. They have succeeded in speaking of those young girls. 65 of the girls attending that high school in Canton, Ohio, are succeeding in absorbing the message of modern American culture and applying the message into their own lives. I mean, look, everywhere you turn, the lust of the flesh. Read 1 John 2 when you get a moment. It's not of the Father. It's the spirit of Antichrist. But in America, they continuously jam it down the minds of our young people. Television, Hollywood, school. Oh, speaking of school, did you know that over in Sheffield, England, teen pregnancy rate fell 42.6% after the UK cuts sex ed birth control funding. I remember that when I was in fifth grade, I never understood for the life of me why we had a teacher teaching us sexual education, they call it. Why was it the teacher or the school's job to teach me how to commit the act when I didn't even know or perceive in my mind at that time, because I wasn't aware at that particular time? But it's interesting how the grown-ups felt that there was that it was their duty to make me aware of something in the fifth grade. And when we had sex ed, I mean, obviously kids didn't know how to take it. Many blushed. Many were embarrassed. Because it was like something you just didn't talk about except with your parents, if your parents cared enough about you to tell you things that you should know concerning sex. But at fifth, in the fifth grade, really? Now, I can hear someone out there saying, oh, come on, Bradley, like you weren't aware, you didn't know. No. I understood what was going on or how things worked, but I didn't understand why they would actually show us. I mean, it was semi-pornography is what it was. To begin to plant seeds into my mind that I never thought of before is really what it comes down to. But this is what's interesting. It kind of reminds me of programs like DARE and these other programs. They're Russian-style indoctrination is what they are, friends. Like, for example, the DARE program, Dare to Resist, right? Well, they found out that 30% of those that actually went through the DARE program, there was a 30% increase of drug use because they were aware. I mean, you go to the DARE website, friends, for example. I mean, they'll tell you what the drugs look like. They have pictures of the drugs, how to use them, where to get them. I mean, it's just the sickest thing you've ever seen in your life, literally. It's like you don't teach the kid how to commit the crime. And what's even worse than that is when you go into these meetings, friends, and you expose them for what they are, they're actually educating the kids as to how to commit the crime. And you'll see police officers in these DARE programs with all the paraphernalia. We had one high school in Arkansas where they literally had glass casing, and in each had its own category, and it had the actual drug inside the glass. And it showed you the drug, it showed you how to use it, it showed you where to get it, and in many cases, how to make it if you had to. I'm not kidding you. So instead of the police enforcing the law and magnifying the law against the crime to teach them the fear of God not to commit the act of using drugs illegally, they were there showing them how to actually process drug use. And how to use it. And what as a matter of fact, it even goes into such specificity that when you go to their website, it will even tell you the effect of the drug. And you talk to kids that are local drug dealers, in many cases, you'll find that they learned what they learned by going through the DARE program. That's a fact. And even those architects of these programs have admitted it, friends. But going back to teen pregnancy and the rate, how it fell in Sheffield, England, 42.6% after UK cuts sex ed birth control funding, of course, because a kid's mind isn't on those things that the adults are teaching them. There's a study that indicated that teen pregnancy rate drops when sex ed funding is completely cut. The UK's Catholic Herald reported the effect of spending cuts on teen pregnancy analyzed data in England before and after contraceptive-based sex ed expenditures were slashed. Cuts that were criticized by lawless, friends, they call them liberals, they're lawless, and yet praised by Christians. Matter of fact, researchers David Patton of Nottingham University Business School and Liam Wright of the School of Health and Related Research at the University of Sheffield led the study published in the Journal of Health Economics. England has been forced to make severe cuts in recent years to its budget, including tax funds for sex ed in schools and free birth control. Now, do you suggest, America, that this is done through innocent? Do you suggest that this is just done through innocence? Why would an adult make a child aware of the act of sexual intercourse and even offer them free birth control if that wasn't the lesson that the young people were learning? Why, of course it was. They first teach them sex ed in schools, and then they offer them free birth control. What's the lesson? It's right in front of your face. Folks, these two particular individuals, these researchers in Nottingham and in Sheffield, the study sought to examine the impact of reduction in local expenditure on one particular health target, reducing rates of teen pregnancy. And notice how the adults are talking about the money, okay? The Patton and Wright research team used statistics from 149 municipalities between 2009 and 2014 and found that after sex ed budgets were cut, teen pregnancy rates fell by 42%. Of course! Of course! They're teaching the kids how to commit the crime. Now, what do you say crime, Bradley? Well, when you read the moral law of God, Jesus said, Exodus 20, the seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. Now, when you go fast forward to the New Testament and Jesus fulfilling that law, because he didn't come to abrogate that law in Matthew 5, he said, listen, I say to you, the law says thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said, even if you look at a woman or a man to lust after them, you've already committed adultery with them in your heart. And then he goes on and says, it's better for you to pluck out one of your eyes and cast it away rather than to offend God, is what he's saying. And then he goes on and says, it's better for you to go into hell with one eye than to go to hell with both. And what he's doing is showing you the value of your soul, because you know as well as I do, nobody in their right mind would sell me one of their eyeballs for $1 million or $2 million. No, because you understand the value of your eye. That's why the Lord used it in a parable. So here again, we have the law that says thou shalt not commit adultery. And Jesus said, even if you look. Now, what's interesting, and that's law to grace, Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7. Now, what's interesting to note about that, friends, when you look at the laws in the United States of America, did you know that adultery is against the law? The laws haven't been enforced since 1940. Why? See, again, lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. Did you also know fornication, sex before marriage, is against the law? Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. Sex before marriage. But Jesus again said, even if you look. Now that's all the reason in the world to repent of your sins. But again, friends, going back to the point here, why do you have adults teaching young people how to commit sexual relations? Because if I can demoralize you, I can control you. And when you look at what's being promoted concerning sex, listen, folks, magazines, Hollywood, music, you name it, there's sexual innuendo everywhere. Why? I mean, as a matter of fact, I even had one particular time where we were doing high school assemblies across the country where my little boy gets to walk into any store in America and see right at eye level semi-pornography. I remember one time my little boy asked me, what is that? And it was a picture of Cosmopolitan. Isn't it interesting, friends, how they have covers on them now? It's semi-porn. I said, these are just magazines for a bunch of people that don't know the difference. They're so indoctrinated into the spirit of the world that they don't have a little common sense. I mean, in everything that those magazines promote is sexual promiscuity. Are they not? Yes, they are. One time I complained about it to a manager, and I said, why do you have these right at kid eye level? I don't know. We're just doing what we're told to do. This is all bought and paid for, this placing. So wait a second. So someone's paying to have these magazines right at kid eye level. And the individual said back to me, yes, of course. Well, that doesn't like...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
We're talking about high school in Canton, Ohio, has succeeded in setting a new record. 65 of the girls attending are pregnant. And according to Canton Health Department, out of 586 babies born through July at local hospitals, 104 of the babies had mothers between the ages of 11 and 19 years old. America, what is wrong with you? I mean, you know as well as I do, you're in a group of people, you're always going to have one idiot cackle out and think it's funny. And nobody's going to say anything to that person that thinks it's funny. And I want to tell you why, because the rest of the group is just as guilty. But here we have, again, radio show hosts pick up the story, they run with it, they say outrageous. And they call it failure. No, it is not. You don't keep planting the same kinds of seeds in a field in the springtime and expect not a harvest in the fall time of the seed which you sown. The young people have succeeded in absorbing the message of modern American culture and applying the message into their own lives. Folks, all the way back, I drove 17 hours yesterday. In some states, it was just pathetic. But what's interesting is when I was driving through certain states, I think it was Oklahoma and Missouri, adult bookstores, mature bookstores. I mean, I thought, again, we were to grow up in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not grow down and undo ourselves. We did a high school assembly program In Kabul, Missouri, they had the highest not only crystal methane rate in the country, but also the highest teen pregnancy rate in the country. Well, everywhere you went, friends, you seen a stinking adult bookstore on the highway. As a matter of fact, I looked over at the bus driver at one point. I said, look at the message they're giving the kids. No wonder why they have the highest teen pregnancy rate in the country. You have a bunch of perverts called adults and mature audiences preying on the kids and teaching the kids how to commit the crime before heaven. They're teaching the kids that before you become a full-fledged pervert, you got to be 18 years old to come into these adult mature bookstores. They couldn't be any more backwards, friends. And why did that state in particular have the highest teen pregnancy rate in the country? Wow, really? Okay, I'm not even going to go there. A teen pregnancy rate falls 42.6% after UK cuts sex ed and birth control funding. Why is it so important for us to teach kids that in this country? Again, listen carefully. The end aim? If I can demoralize you, I can control you, saith the enemy of your souls. See, if we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof, we are made more than conquerors. And Scripture tells us greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And Scripture tells us that the faith of the Son of God, because he's the author and the finisher of our faith, when we have the faith that he has bestowed upon us because we've been crucified with Christ, Galatians 2:21, we overcome the world. We don't succumb to the world. And it really comes down to keeping our eyes single and fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. I want you to listen to this. Let's bring some common sense factors to this conversation. Scott Phelps of the Abstinence and Marriage Education Partnership told LifeSite News that to pro-life and pro-family advocates, the study's conclusions come as no surprise. Now, this doesn't get any more basic than this. Sex education programs serve to normalize teen sexual activity for unmarried teens and young adults. Of course it does. The pro-marriage champion said at the same time, these programs fail to even present the option of abstinence until marriage as an option. And by the way, America, for those that did not know, well, I was, you know, when I was a kid in the 70s or the 60s or the 50s or the 80s or the 90s or whatever the case may be, you know what, Bradley, it's not like, you know, we didn't have a handle on what was going on. We were just having fun. We were just having fun. Say it, those individuals that could care less about their up and comings, their posterity, their kids. I mean, isn't it interesting how many abortions are brought forth because the kids are taught to violate God's moral law? Let's go to it. Let's go to it right now. Phelps told LifeSite News that he has seen it before. Specifically, Planned Parenthood of the Great Northwest received a $4 million grant from the Obama administration for sex education, he continued. According to a report released by the Obama administration itself, females in the program reported becoming pregnant at a higher rate than females receiving the alternative program. It doesn't work for Planned Parenthood. It doesn't work for blood money, the murdering of the innocent of the womb, in the womb, I'm sorry. So after $4 million of taxpayer funding, you're paying for it. Teen pregnancy increased among teens who received the government's contraception-based sex education program. Folks, let's just call it for what it is. This is criminal. This is criminal. These programs are literally pushed on your kids. Your government, and I'm talking about you, America, are the government, and if you're not doing anything about it, you're a part of the problem, because this is a reflection of what you tolerate. Your government, you, America, are tolerating your representatives to take your tax dollars and to reallocate them at will to whatever they say that you pay for. And you had the President of the United States of America, the foreign sodomite himself, the plant, Barack Hussein Obama, stealing your tax dollars and giving them to organizations that not only murder the innocent in the womb, but also sell their baby parts, their body parts. And they're teaching your kids how to commit the act. And they call it, what they call it, friends, is health class. And then we stand back in this country and wonder why or how 65 of the girls in high school in Canton, Ohio are pregnant. From 11 years old to 19 years old. And some people are still trying to figure this out. Do that which God violates, or do that which God tells you not to violate. Eat the fruit of your own ways. God is not mocked. For whatever man sows, that shall he also reap. If you sow to the flesh, you're of the flesh going to reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And we need to come to terms with what's going on here again, and we need to take responsibility concerning what's going on. I'm highlighting right now teen pregnancy rate falls 42.6% after UK cuts sex ed birth control funding. Of course. And I can take that down the line concerning other issues that we're having in this country. Here was my statistic. 92% of young people that were asked of abstinence versus go ahead and do what feels good because it's okay to do it after all. 92% of the young people across this country would rather hear the message of abstinence than what they're being taught today. The problem is they don't have anybody to emulate when it comes to those that practice what they preach, when those that are to preach the message of abstinence, they can't find them. I mean, do you see the crimes against children in public schools today? Because of all of this stuff coming from their teachers, both heterosexual and homosexual crimes against kids. It's over the top. And it's all being advocated because of the tolerant Americans that just say that there's nothing we can do about it. And again, let me remind you, you have all the power in the world to do everything about it. But this should come as no surprise, friends, as to why the rate would fall. I mean, look, in America, kids, they watch television, they listen to the radio, or they go to a movie that Hollywood produces. They go out and they commit the act, they conceive the baby, and then they're told by the same people that taught them how to commit the act of sexual relations or sexual intercourse, then they're told by the same people to go to Planned Parenthood to kill their baby. Isn't that amazing how that works? Wow. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.